The Week's Geek, hosted by Ralph Tromsey.
All right. Hey, what is good? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Week's Peak. I'm your host, Ralph Tronji. And today is, this is episode two, part two of, the Wednesday Peak here. I'm not gonna lie. I am not prepared for this episode at all. I'm just gonna be real with y'all. I have about, like 10 hours to get this episode done, edited, and up, by that 12 p.m. mark, so it's very late right now. My head is just not where it should be, but I just haven't had the time, to be honest, to film this episode, and I was gonna cancel, why would I do that? You know, like, I was talking to someone on my team, and they're like, nah, don't cancel it, just talk about, you know, whatever. So I had an original plan for this episode, but it didn't really work out the way I wanted it to. So now I'm here, very late into the night, with the computer in front of me, and I'm just kind of, I gotta ramble for, you know, 30 minutes. So we're already a minute 30 in. So that's a good thing, you know. But hey, you know, this is the Week's Peak. So we're as genuine as can be here on these episodes. But I do want to say we got some pretty good feedback on that last episode on Wednesday of last week. We had the first you know, solo episode on the Wednesday Peak. So I got good news for those of you who don't really like me and don't like my voice, I guess. We're gonna have a new co-host ready for next week, which means we have this episode, which is just me, and then next Wednesday we have our last solo episode, and then starting June 3rd, in 2 weeks, we we'll start doing our official Wednesday Peak episodes with the new co-host, which I am excited for, because I'm not gonna lie, like, doing solo episodes was just not in my it just wasn't in my head when I was, you know, making this podcast. I think it's kind of weird that I am sitting in my quote-unquote studio here, which is just my room, talking into a microphone alone, you know, like, I don't know, it's kind of weird to me. Usually, you know, I'm talking to someone, you know, expecting a response, but right now, I'm just talking to, right now, to no one, and it's kind of awkward, not gonna lie. I'm sure the people in my household who can hear me probably think I'm crazy, but, yeah, we getting through it, you know, but we only got two more episodes of this, including this one. And yeah, but also a lot of y'all enjoy these solo episodes. So it's like, do I want to keep doing them? Do I want to, you know, stop? Like, what do I want to do? It's just kind of, I don't know. It's something that I gotta think about. But as I said, we will have that new co-host in a couple weeks. We'll have it ready next week. What am I talking about? Him or her, whoever that may be, will be ready. And we'll announce it next week. And then their first official episode will be the first Wednesday in June, which is the 3rd. So that should be fun. It should be fun to have a co-host, and to, you know, do these official weekly episodes. Basically, I'm just kind of talking about the week, talking about, you know, events happening, and not really focused on or geared towards, you know, one theme, like our Saturday episodes. So it should be fun just to kind of get into that, and talk about multiple things. And of course, all tied together and capped off with some pure tranchy life advice, you know, because if you know, you know, you know. Tranchy advice is, maybe I'm biased, but tranchy advice is probably the best advice out here, you know. If you're not getting your advice from the authentic, the one and only Ralph Tranchy, you're just getting it from the wrong source, you know. So I promise you, try it out. Hit me up at Tranchy_Ralph on Instagram. And let me show you why my advice is the best out here, you know. But yeah, I mean, 9 out of 10 chance I will change your life, you know. But yeah, so I'm excited. Should be fun to have an official co-host and to have, you know, a regular voice with me once a week. And then also obviously our Saturday episodes will stay the same. We'll have a themed episode, which is, you know, normal how we've been doing things the last month or so, which is crazy. Isn't it crazy how we've already had this podcast for a full month? Like it just sounds crazy to me, you know. And that's something that I want to touch upon later on in this episode is time. Like, time is just going way too fast, man. Like, I remember, you know, we were coming into the new year and it's like January is here. All of a sudden, February hit out of nowhere, and then March, April, and we're somehow almost done with May, which is crazy. But this is like, it's like one of my favorite times of the year, you know? Like, I don't know what it is about this time of year. Like end of April, beginning of May, like there's just that different feeling in the air. My birthday's coming up, May 29th. I know everybody about to buy me a bunch of gifts on that day, you know. But I don't know, there's something about this time. But I like the summer. I love the summer. It's my favorite time of year. You know, because it's I don't get made fun of for wearing shorts in the summer, you know. If y'all know me, y'all know I'm a shorts enthusiast, man. I love shorts, okay? If you were to look in my closet or in my, like, in my drawer, about, I don't know, in terms of, you know, like, pants and all that, 90% of my wardrobe is shorts. Like, maybe even more, 95%, not even. Like, the only pants I wear are for school, and I think I own one pair of khakis. I own, what else do I own? I don't even own a pair of jeans, I don't think. No, that's a lie. My bad. I own one pair of jeans, but it's like, it's never touched, you know? It's just collecting dust out there, you know? But, and then I have, I still own two pairs of baseball pants back in the day when I used to play a couple years ago. So that's all the pants I have. Okay, so I don't wear pants at all. You know, like, I don't care if it's rain or shine, I am wearing shorts, okay? And people, like, they get on me for it, you know? And it's the funniest thing, because it's like, I don't like the feeling of pants. I don't know. There's, what, 365 days in the year, besides school. And, you know, on days of the year that I choose to wear pants out of, like, free will, out of my free choice, out of 365, I would probably say a good, I don't know, 10 days in the year, I probably wear pants. And that's how I do things around here, you know what I'm saying? But, I don't know. I don't like pants. So if you can relate with me, let me know. I know I'm not the only one out there. I know a lot of y'all like shorts, but just wouldn't wear it on a day-to-day basis. I just don't see the point of pants, man. Like, besides for times when you have to wear pants, obviously, like work, different situations, you have to wear pants. I understand that, and I will wear pants. There's nothing wrong with pants, you know. I will wear a nice pair of pants once in a while when I have to. But if I don't have to, if I'm good to wear shorts, you know, whatever kind they may be, you know, basketball shorts, khaki shorts, cargo shorts, jean shorts, any type of shorts, man, any type of shorts that my knees and my legs can breathe, I am all in for, you know. But I don't know, it's good for the blood flow, you know what I'm saying? I don't even know what I'm rambling about no more, y'all. But yeah, I love shorts. That's that. Okay, I'm a shorts enthusiast. That's just who I am, you know? I'm a podcast host and a shorts enthusiast. And what better combination is there, you know? But anyways, I gotta continue here. Alright. So obviously, as I was preparing for this episode, right, which, by the way, I'm not prepared for at all. I'm not gonna lie. Like, this is a very last minute thing here. But I was talking to someone on my team, and he was saying, we were kind of talking about, you know, what we wanted to have this episode on. And obviously, Corona, man, coronavirus is like the only thing that we could think of at the time. But at the end of the day, it's like we've gone through like a couple months of just straight everything coronavirus, quarantine and this and that, just everything about Corona. And I'm not gonna lie, I'm done talking about it. Like, we've had episodes, I want to say in almost every single Week's Peak episode, we've brought up coronavirus or quarantine in it. And yeah, I'm done talking about that. Like, I'm tired of it. I'm sure a lot of you are tired of it. It's just not something I'm trying to talk about right now, you know. So I'm not gonna do that, and I feel like I've already done that a lot already. But yeah, that's gonna be the last time we're gonna talk about that. For now, hopefully next time we'll talk about it, like, it'll be gone, hopefully, we'll see. And obviously, you know, California nowadays is, speeding up its reopening of the country and all of that. But like I said, we've just got into it, man. We got into it a lot. You know, we even had a full episode on it, last Saturday. So I'm just done talking about it, man. It's the funniest thing, because I've in the last couple months, we've talked about it a lot, and I'm just done, to be honest. But anyways, hopefully y'all doing good, man. Hopefully y'all doing good. Life has hopefully gotten better, for all of you. I'm not prepared for this. So my bad. I'm sure this is probably going to be the least listened to episode that we've uploaded so far. I'm not going to lie though, in terms of like people listening, we actually are getting a lot of listeners. Like, when I first started, I was sure we weren't going to get that many listeners, you know. I was thinking a pretty small number. I don't know, maybe 20 people. Maximum. But if I'm being real with y'all, we're averaging about 60 to 70 listeners, you know. Like, our highest episode was Matt Santoro, and that Santoro episode got over like 90 listens, yeah, 90 listens. And yeah, like, we're doing good, man. We're doing good. And all thanks to all of you and your constant support, of course. But that number is just, it might sound like a small number, but when I was doing my initial like calculations and all that, and maybe that's why, you know, I'm failing math class. Maybe I did the calculations wrong, but I was not expecting this many people and this, you know, good of feedback to be coming my way. And my team has done a great job too. It's a group of us, a group of four of us who do everything behind the scenes. And I'll announce those people to y'all soon as well. Once that team is complete, once we bring in a co-host and all that, I do want to announce them because they're doing a lot of work. And I appreciate them a lot. But this is a team effort, you know? Like, this is not just Ralph Tronchi, you know? This is the week's peak, and the week's peak includes all of them. So one day in the next few weeks, we'll introduce who's behind all this madness and all this craziness of the week's peak. But yeah, we've getting a lot of listens, which I am beyond grateful for. So yeah, so that's kind of, I need to move on from that and from, you know, like updates and all that. How many of y'all watched The Last Dance, the Michael Jordan documentary? Because if you're like me, you know, I miss live sports. You know, I was talking to a good friend, Adrian, the other day, and you know, he's telling me how, you know, soccer's back. I forgot which, I can't remember the teams off the top of my head, but there was a game the other day, and it's live sports, man. You know, like it's coming back. I know in California, governor is saying, you know, sports can resume here in California by, you know, first week of June, which is incredible. I know, like, you know, baseball has been playing for a while in South Korea, and that's been great. I've been watching, but football is probably set to continue in his regular time, which is great. And I don't see how they won't, you know, because it's like, I'm pretty sure during their training camp, like, they're pretty isolated, you know, like, in, I forget how many weeks training camp is. It's like, what, 6-7 weeks, something like that. So I don't see how, you know, training camp would be a problem, and the season, you know, is set to start, you know, as of right now, you know. So hopefully that doesn't get, you know, held behind or anything like that. I don't think it will. But in terms of my sport, like basketball, man, we need basketball back, man. I should be watching my Lakers dominating the Clippers right now in the conference finals, you know. But obviously I'm not. Obviously that hasn't been a reality nowadays, you know. Yeah, hopefully we get those things back, you know, because I desperately miss sports. I miss basketball. I should be watching baseball, man. I should be watching a lot of things right now, but I'm not, you know. But that's what I'm thinking of. There was the MJ documentary, which was, first of all, it was dope. All right, I'm not going to get into it, because I don't know. If y'all want me to get into it, I will, but you know, we learned a lot about the era of MJ, especially me, who, you know, I didn't grow up there. That was a little bit before my time. But I learned a lot from it, you know, and I learned a lot about Michael Jordan. And personally, I underrated him and his game. But watching that, it made me think, it made me view a side of Jordan that I didn't know was there, you know. But it didn't convince me that, you know, MJ's the GOAT, you know. But that's a whole nother debate for another day. I'm happy to get someone on to talk about that for a Saturday episode coming up in the next couple months. But honestly, man, we gotta respect each era, because each era is going to bring its players. Each era is going to bring its greatness. You know, we can't be, you know, saying, you know, Michael Jordan is better than, I don't know. I don't, you know what, I'm a hold off there. I'm a hold off because I don't want to get people mad. But yeah, I got to be careful with that, what I say here, because I know we got some people in here who are big on sports, big on basketball. And like I said, I'm not trying to get in that debate right now. But we just got to respect greatness for what it is, man. You know, we can't be comparing LeBron to, you know, someone out of his time, like, you know, Magic, for example. You know, like, they played in completely different eras. you know, like Will Chamberlain, who, by the way, I swear is a myth, man. I swear is a myth. There was something I saw the other day on, I forget if it was on Instagram or Twitter. My man, like, he fought a mountain lion. Like, I don't know what that was all about, but I thought it was the funniest thing, because there's so many, you know, there's so much, so many stories of Chamberlain that just make him seem like a myth, man. It's the funniest thing. Yeah, I see it right here. I just pulled it up on Reddit. Will Chamberlain once fought off a mountain lion with his bare hands, man. Like, how do you, I don't know, man. How do you even get in that situation where you are able to literally fight off a mountain lion, you know? But it was Will. It was Will. And for those of you who don't know Will Chamberlain, my man is, he is a 7'1" god, okay? My man is big, all right? He is, if you haven't seen pictures of him, man, my man is just, he's a big guy, you know? So he obviously dominated the NBA. Yeah, that's crazy to know that my man literally fought him out, like that. That just, it blows my mind. But there's a bunch of different stories out of him. I recommend y'all look up some Wilt Chamberlain stories, but it's the funniest thing, man. It really is. But that being said, yeah, you know, it's the Wednesday peak is pretty much just looking at events during the week and stuff happening, but there really isn't anything happening, you know, that doesn't involve Corona, that doesn't involve like politics right now. So today has been just somewhat of a boring episode. I'm not even gonna lie. Like, I legit have my computer in front of me right now, and I can't find anything that I want to talk about right now, which is a big reason why I wanted to cancel up this episode. But I'm like, nah, we can't be doing that. But what are y'all thoughts on Ariana Grande and Justin Bieber and the whole allegation of them on Billboard? Y'all see 6ix9ine and his video? I don't know, man. I don't know how I feel about this, and Stuck With You being number one on Billboard. Obviously 6ix9ine tried to expose Billboard. And something about them buying that first spot, but I don't know, I haven't looked into it, but I watched that video yesterday, and this is the funniest thing, man. 6ix9ine is already back into everything here. I don't know, what are y'all thoughts on that? Like, this is why I need a co-host, to be asking these things, you know, because like right now I can bring stuff up, but it's like I'm not really getting any responses here. But that's something that's been going on. So that's that. For all my gamers out there, how do y'all feel about Modern Warfare and that huge patch update? Because going back to my friend Adrian, right, he's trying to get me to buy Modern Warfare, but I'm looking at these updates. 20 gigabytes on PS4, 31 gigabytes on Xbox, and another 30 gigabytes on PC. Are those updates worth it? Because I don't play this game. I haven't been following up with this game or anything like that. But is it worth these 30 gigabyte updates? Or I don't know. I'm still in the middle if I want to buy this game or not. But I don't know. What are y'all thoughts on that? Because initial thoughts, that's a big number for an update, you know. But I don't know. Let me know what y'all think on that. So next segment I want to move into is something I want to start doing in these Wednesday episodes. It's just looking what are some some of the national observance days and holidays for each day. So today is May 20th. So apparently today is World Bee Day, which is something. I'm not a fan of bees, I'm not gonna lie. I'm not a fan of bees. You know, it is not fun getting stung by them. Speaking of bees, what are y'all thoughts on these murder hornets? I don't know. I'd rather not get into my views, because at the end of the day, it's going to tie back into politics, which I don't want to get into right now. But let me know what y'all think on that. But it's also National Rescue Dog Day. National Rescue Dog Day brings awareness to the large number of dogs that are currently on dog shelters waiting to be adopted. Huh. I did not realize. You know, it's funny to see, you know, what specific things have, you know, days dedicated to them, like National Rescue Dog Day, National Bee Day. Like that's pretty dope to see, you know, those have their own, you know, little days. 62nd day of spring. That's pretty good. We've been through, you know, over 2 months of spring already, which is crazy. The weather hasn't been showing that, at least here in Sac. But 32 days left till summer. I would love summer to be here now. Like I'm a big fan of summer. Call me crazy, but I like 70, 80, 90, 100 degree weather. That's just my type of weather, you know. It's nice to go out, play basketball, or go out somewhere in the heat. That's just something I like to do. So 32 more days, man. It's coming up. How many of y'all graduated already, by the way? Shout out to y'all seniors, man. Shout out to y'all seniors. Congrats on graduation. And to those of you who didn't graduate yet, finish strong. But definitely a weird time to graduate nowadays, you know. But congrats, you finished for 4 years. I'm almost there. I feel old, man. I feel old. But let's see here. Is it also Independence Day of Cuba? I did not know that. Let me actually, I want to fact check this before, you know, I say anything. Yeah, gained formal independence from the U.S. on May 20th. So, happy Independence Day to y'all Cubans out there. Hopefully we got some of y'all listening in. Also in France, Day of Nature. How many of y'all like nature? I'm at this point, I'm just, I don't know. Also, shout out to y'all going through Ramadan, 27th day of Ramadan for y'all. Y'all annual tradition, shout out to y'all. But yeah, so that is our popular holidays and observances worldwide for the day May 20th. All right, so as we wrap up this episode, there's only one way to wrap it up here in the week's peak, and that is by some pure life advice. So for today's life advice, I just want to say, keep watch for your surroundings. You know, oftentimes we get to a place where we want to be, we get to a quote unquote peak in our life, and you know, we look at what's behind us, we look at the past, we look at what's brought us here, what's, you know, the struggles were, and then we also look to the future. We look at what we want. We look at, you know, places we want to be in the near future. But we often forget to look at our common ground, you know? So just remember, be sure to keep watch from what's around you in this present moment. Don't look too far into the distance. Don't look too far into the past. Because at any moment, while you're not paying attention, something could come out of nowhere, you know? So make sure you are, make sure you're looking out for yourself. And yeah, that's my advice for y'all today. Like I said, I'm not gonna get too deep into it today, but that is that. So that being said, I'm not gonna lie, this is a boring episode, y'all. This was a boring episode, but we're just about out of time. Reached that 30-minute mark. Hopefully y'all enjoyed. If you have any advice for me, suggestions, feedback for the show, feel free to let me know. Y'all know where to find me, man. I ain't gonna go through that again. But let me know. Let me know if you have suggestions, whatever. We have some fire episodes coming up in the next few weeks. And next week, next Wednesday, I just might have a guest host for the last Wednesday episode. I don't know. Instead of doing a solo episode, we'll just have to see. But y'all do enjoy these solo episodes, so if y'all enjoying it, why would I take that away, you know? So that has been the week's peak. We overcame the peak. We'll see y'all at the next one. Same time, same place, 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. All major podcast platforms. Look out on our YouTube, too. We might do some bonus stuff on there. So look out for that. But be sure to check out next Saturday as well. A great episode with the boy Dimitri. Great friend of mine. We're going to be talking about Elon Musk and more. So you're not going to want to miss that. But until then, adios.